Well, you know, ironically, just last night I was performing with T Sweat. Kind of like he opened up a new restaurant slash club in Duluth in Atlanta called Fuego Atlanta. And he invited me out because he wanted me to see the facility because we're still, you know, pretty cordial and cool and friends and stuff. And I have much respect for him because he's been in the game for so long and he's taught me a lot as far as business. So I went out there and actually sang with him, and Mr. Wanda Braxton was there. We all sang together, just kind of like celebrating the fact that he's going to a new venture and everything, kind of, you know, kind of showing him a good shoving off, if you will, like how you do a ship or something, or a good send-off into, you know, prosperity into his endeavor in business. And just doing those background vocals and things like that, like for someone such as Monica, such a beautiful woman inside and out, and being able to sing behind a Grammy-nominated, you know, and a Grammy-winning songstress such as herself. She's been in the game since she was a little girl, practically. And then to grow into such a beautiful young woman and you know, and being a mommy and withstanding all types of tragedies and still standing, you know, just I have a lot of admiration for her, even though I'm older than her, but still, you know, I feel as though she's also a business mentor in this music game because she's stood the test of time and still cranking out hits. And the whole LSG project was just like a blessing that just fell in my lap because of being with, you know, with Keith Sweat, and then he formulating this group, and not only just being a background vocalist, but actually singing on four songs on their first album. I was, you know, privileged to be able to go in and sing on that. So, I mean, just, you know, blessings after blessings after blessings. Of course, some people may think there's such a long period in between them, but they're yet still blessing. So I just, you know, I thank God for them each and every time and all of the things I've done. But sometimes it's not until these interviews that when somebody mentions what I've done is when I really realize what I've done. So I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm supporting my family. I'm enjoying myself. And it's just the passion that I have for this business because, like I tell people all the time on interviews, you know, the passion of the Christ was basically that he loved us so much that he had to go through all that pain to show his love. And so sometimes you have to go through a lot of pain to get to the point where you love what you do. So that's where I am now.
We're talking to Palmer Williams. Palmer plays Floyd on Love Thy Neighbor. Palmer, I also see that you have talents for directing and writing because you wrote the hit play, Can a Woman Make a Man Lose His Mind? And What a Man Wants, What a Woman Needs. You were even featured on Robert Townsend's Playhouse 22. Palmer, yes, you're everywhere.
I see you've done your research.
You know,
yeah, that was a beautiful experience.
What I'm saying is that I'm a fan of the show. And by watching you on the show, before I did my research, I did not know you've done all these things.
I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just an ordinary country boy from Camden, Alabama that had his father to tell him one day, when are you going to start doing something for the Lord and for yourself and stop making everybody rich only? And that's all I needed. And it was just only 3 months after that he passed away. So I was charged at that point that I, you know, this is a man that was my best friend, as well as my father, and the most respected person I've ever respected in my life was my father. You know, so to have that kind of a unique relationship to where you loved him so much as a father, but also loved him as a friend and someone you could talk to. So when he charged me to do that, that was all I needed. That was all I needed to, you know, have the energy and the wherewithal and the energy to just go forth and do what it is he charged me, because God just used him to push me. You know, that's all I needed was a word from my dad.
Palmer, what's next for you?
I'm actually sitting outside a recording studio now. I'm actually sitting outside. I wanted to make sure I was in a quiet place because I've been driving the whole time. I've been talking to you.
Oh, man.
No. I have on. I'm hands-free, so it's okay.
Okay.
I'm not trying to hurt myself.
No, don't do that.
I got too much to do.
Hey, for real.
But I'm actually working on two albums this year. One is a soft, clean R&B album where even your kids can listen to it. You don't have to turn the station. And then the other one is a gospel comedy music CD. I have a group called OAH that I've formed. It's called Old as Hell. And even though it's a gospel group, but, you know, for those that can't handle the word hell, we say old is Haiti.
I heard that.
So, you know, but we actually do, you know, gospel songs somewhat on the quartet side of things, but they're different because, like, the first single is God is like good chicken. So these are the type of songs that we'll be singing that I've written that are really, really kind of comical. But but you can tell that the praise is definitely there when we start singing, because these are with legitimate singers, and we're singing for real.
Wow. It's our guest, and we want to thank Palmer Williams. He plays Floyd on Love Thy Neighbor. Palmer, you've got to be the hardest working man in show business.
No, not even close. Oh. I can't come close to how hard Mr. Perry works and Ms. O.
Wow.
I definitely have seen the example that has been set before me, and the bar has been set really high. So I'm enjoying the ride, and I'm also getting a good work ethic watching them, as well as, like I said, being charged by my dad, and, you know, and then also my mother being a musician, and she passed just before I turned 9. And, you know, she used to take me all over the county and all over the state singing. So, you know, that's where I got my bug early. But, you know, I just, I saw my father hold down 2 and 3 jobs, and my mother also, and my mother being my first grade teacher, my dad being my first principal. So I grew up in a household where people worked, and I just, you know, apply that same work ethic to this business of music and this business of entertainment, and try to, you know, stay on top of things, because that 15 minutes of fame, I'm trying to make it last 2.5 hours.
That'll work. Finally, Tyler Perry. What does Tyler Perry mean to you, Palmer?
Generational curse is being broken. Basically, what I've done with him in the last 7 years has enabled me to put a new fervor and a new outlook on life for a lot of my family, to where when I get to that point of, you know, family wealth, which I'm already wealthy when it comes to the love that I have for my family and the amount of children that I have and those that are in my family that adore me, but I want to be able to break the cycle of poverty off of some of my family members and eventually get them to the point where they're, you know, have a sense of pride of themselves, to where they can actually go forth and work that much harder and find some way that I can help, because, you know, you always try to help family members, and sometimes you can be disappointed with that, but I just can't give up on my blood. So being at that, you know, he doesn't realize this, but he's broken some generational curses already on my family, and also Miss Oprah Winfrey as well, because now I know what I need to do in order to make sure that my children's children are going to be fine. So that's what I'm working on now. I may not be able to see all the wealth and everything that may have been stored up for me, but I know that my children's children will be okay.
Palmer, it has been a pleasure, and this is one interview I will not forget. I have really enjoyed talking to you. Palmer, thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Well, I just really want to just say this also. I don't take it for granted when you're invited, and I know we have a bunch of publicists and things like that to try to make arrangements for these interviews to happen, but I don't take them for granted. I just appreciate your time and your interest in even having me on your show.
Thank you so much. It is our guest, Palmer Williams. He plays Floyd on Love Thy Neighbor inside the Gospel Spotlight.